Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A soy processing plant in Hutchinson has closed, costing 77 people their jobs. CHS Inc. announced Friday that the Hutchinson plant was one of three it was closing as it moves out of soybean protein production. The others were in Creston, Iowa, at its Innovation and Technology Center at Eagan, Minnesota. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is going to be sweeping across Wichita today, but not before a nice warm-up this morning. We'll certainly want to savor this because much colder air will move in this afternoon with strong, gusty northwest winds. Low humidities and the strong winds will create a fire danger threat, especially this afternoon. Overnight, our temperature drops into the upper 20s, clearing by tomorrow and 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
It is windy now, a south wind gusting to 37 miles per hour, a cloudy sky and 63 degrees. A special Kansas Legislative Committee on Public School Funding is having its first meeting today to start work on a response to a state Supreme Court order to boost funding.
The committee's day-long session at the State House includes a briefing from the Attorney General's office. The Supreme Court ruled in October that state aid to public schools remains constitutionally inadequate, even with a new law phasing in a $293 million increase over 2 years to make it $4.3 billion annually. The court directed lawmakers to enact a new law before July. The committee's chairman is Republican Representative Blaine Finch of Ottawa. He also is the House Judiciary Committee's chairman. The panel's 11 members include the Senate majority and minority leaders and the chairs of the House and Senate budget committees. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Kansas may be getting closer to adding another memorial for President Dwight Eisenhower at the State House in Topeka.
The state's Capital Preservation Committee is set to meet Thursday. Its agenda includes a presentation from the State Department of Administration about a statue honoring Eisenhower on the State House grounds. Governor Sam Brownback has advocated honoring Ike with a statue outside, and his administration has been working on the idea for about 4 years. The state added a plaque for the president and Supreme Allied Commander during World War II to the State House's sidewalk Walk of Honor in 2015. Eisenhower grew up in Abilene. The Visitor Center also has a small statue of Ike in front of a sign with his photo and a quote from him about statesmanship. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Hundreds of aircraft, including 24 stealth jets, begin training as the United States and South Korea launched a massive combined Air Force exercise. The war games come a week after North Korea test-fired its most powerful missile ever, an ICBM that may be able to target the eastern seaboard of the United States.
The Supreme Court will hear a case tomorrow about a baker who refused to make a cake for a gay wedding.
The baker, Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, is citing his First Amendment right to exercise his religious freedom, adding he should not be forced to make a cake for a ceremony that goes against his beliefs. At issue, Colorado has an anti-discrimination act dating back to 1885 meant to protect black Americans. That law has expanded over the years to now include sexual orientation. Lawyers for Phillips will argue the First Amendment trumps any state law. Similar arguments were made by businesses in the segregation era South to deny equal service to blacks, and those arguments went nowhere. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The office holiday party is getting shaken up as reports of sexual misconduct by famous and powerful men have many companies thinking harder about how to stop bad behavior in the workplace. A survey shows fewer companies will serve alcohol this year than last year, but human resources experts say that's not enough.
A man who says the Earth is flat is once again going to try to fire himself off in his rocket to see how high he can go.
Mike Hughes is a 61-year-old former limo driver turned rocket builder. After his launch was postponed in California's Mojave Desert because he didn't have the proper permits to launch, he says he's going to attempt another launch today on private property. The goal is to just get into the air and withstand 500-mile-an-hour speeds. At some point in his life, he does hope to get into space to prove the Earth is flat.
It probably looks more like a Frisbee. okay, with turned up edges. Now, the edge which keeps all the oceans in is a 150-foot ice wall, which is Antarctica.
The Bureau of Land Management, which had stopped his last attempt, said this time he's doing it on private property, so BLM has no role anymore. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday, December 4th, and time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward this morning, talking about the changing sound of country music.
Right? Yeah, and it might be morphing into some different territories, and let's take a look as Fox chats with some country artists about that topic.
Country music is constantly evolving. These days, lots of artists tap into their pop and rock influences. At the CMAs, the guys from Low Cash spoke about how it has helped the genre grow and gave some credit to Taylor Swift.
Country music is open-minded, and the fans keep pouring in. From like Taylor Swift brought a whole another genre of fans to country music, and we thank her every day for that too, because it's bringing the younger kids in, and that's the fans that you want the rest of your life, because they're going to keep going into country. But you know, you still have your traditional, you still have your pop country, you still have your rock country.
Chris Lane agrees that country, encompassing a variety of sounds, brings more listeners in.
It's definitely the most broad it's ever been, but I feel like that's a good thing, because it brings so many people from everywhere else into whether they like country music before. Maybe they hear a song from a certain artist, whether it be a new artist or someone who's been around for a while, that brings them over to country music. It's pretty awesome.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The Kennedy Center Honors took place last night, recognizes some of Hollywood's most legendary artists. One person who was not at the ceremony, President Donald Trump, who announced a few months ago that he would not be attending. Gloria Estefan, an honoree for the night, says it was probably better that Trump stayed away.
I thank the president very much for taking the high road and allowing the performers to enjoy very hard fought things, because these are Norman Lear, 95. This is a lifetime career.
Yeah, referencing there Norman Lear, an honoree who stated that if Trump did come, he would boycott. So Trump stayed away and Norman Lear was there. Let's take a look at the weekend box office. What were we going to see at the movies?
I'm Steve Rappaport. The top five remain the same thanks to a sleepy post-Thanksgiving weekend with no new major releases. Easily leading the way,
pretty much everyone gets together, even Great-Grandma Coco.
And the winner is...
The animated musical Coco, grossing an estimated $26.1 million. Superheroes hold on to second place.
There's an attack coming from far away.
Not coming, Bruce. It's already here.
Justice League taking in $16.6 million. The family-friendly drama Wonder finished third.
Look at his face. Never seen anything that ugly in my life.
If I looked like him, I'd swear I'd put a hood over my face.
Followed by Thor Ragnarok and Daddy's Home 2. The most successful new release.
Why you cut, Sandy? This is great. This is real acting.
If you're going to writhe around with the dress, maybe do it before you shoot yourself in the head and blow your brains out.
James Franco's The Disaster Artist coming in at number 12, collecting $1.2 million. That's Fox on Film.
All right, there's your movies for the weekend. Birthday today. Happy birthday to game show host Wink Martindale, 84 years old today.
Wink, wink.
Legendary host of the game show, Tic-Tac-Doe. Love that show.
Sure.
It was 50 years ago on this day that actor and comedian Bert Lahr passed away. Of course, he played the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. Died 50 years ago on this day at the age of 72. Tonight is something that is great for Broadway, or maybe some people would say is not so great for Broadway. I'll let you be the judge. Tonight, Steve, it's opening night on Broadway for the huge musical spectacular SpongeBob SquarePants.
Should be good.
I'm sure Helen Hayes and Mary Martin are rolling over in their graves, and Ethel Merman.
This is the kids, for the little kids.
That Broadway has changed.
Yeah, my grandkids watch this, and they think it's funny, but I've never heard any of them ever laugh out loud at anything that SpongeBob has done.
The big opening number in that musical is Bikini Bottom Day.
There you go.
Opening night tonight on Broadway, SpongeBob SquarePants. Last night on CBS... the Carol Burnett 50th Anniversary Special. As CBS honored Carol for all the things she's done over the years, she talks about how CBS agreed to give her a one-hour variety show.
The network would have to give me 31-hour
comedy variety shows. And they said, oh, no, all the comedy variety shows are hosted by men, you know, Sid Caesar, Jackie Gleason, Milton Berle, Dean Martin. This is what he said. This is not really for you gals. He said comedy variety is a man's game. Well, here we are, 50 years later, and we're having one hell of a swell time.
Carol also talks about her longtime friend and costume designer Bob Mackie and the character Mrs. Wiggins.
Many times I didn't know how I was going to do a character until I saw what Bob was going to put me in. I mean, I didn't know how I was going to do her. So let's show.
Well, here.
This is what Bob suggested.
Well,
okay.
I thought, well, why don't you make her into one of those temp girls that we see here at CBS that just sat at their desk and did their nails and watched the clock?
Exactly. And so actually Mrs. Wiggins was somebody the IQ fairy never visited, you know.
I love that Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, great character.
Yeah.
Martin Short had an appearance on the show last night.
Can I call you Marty?
I think that comes across a little pushy. Why don't you call me what my kids call me, Mr. Short? That would be fine.
Well,
God, look at that ring.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone's made money.
Mm-hmm. Someone's doing okay?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Give me that.
Well, you're still...
And there was a discussion about Harvey Korman. Bill Hader was talking with Carol about that.
You know, the thing I love that Harvey did was, do you remember the Wolfman?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The timing of the Wolfman.
Yeah.
Well, there's just been so much talk about werewolves in this area.
You don't believe that nonsense, do you? Man turning into beast? Don't you know there's no such things as werewolves?
Some of the excitement on CBS last night for the Carol Burnett 50th anniversary special. And we'll finish with a birthday today. How about Jethro Bodine? Yes, actor Max Baer Jr. from the Beverly Hillbillies is 80 years old today. Jethro is 80 in his rope belt.
Rope belt.
He wanted to be king of the moon.
Oh, Jethro, where'd you get this gun?
Same place I got the tank.
Well, you better unhook that rocket, because Granny wants you to tote her flu medicine down to the Red Cross.
I ain't no delivery boy. I'm an astronaut. I got history to make. You tell the Red Cross to come here and pick it up.
Well, Granny will take a hickory switch to you.
Well, it better be a long one, because I'm going to be on the moon. Boy, that's the place for me. Acres and acres of green cheese swarming with beautiful women. Twixt the necking and the snacking, I'm going to be real busy.
When are you coming back?
Who's coming back?
Well, you better ask Paul before you go a-taking off.
King of the Moon don't have to ask.
Who's that?
Jethro the First.
King of the Moon.
King of the Moon.
Jethro. He's gonna be busy all the time necking and snacking.
Necking and snacking. Green cheese and women.
There we go. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're there Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You head on down to K-15. You stop in at 208 South Baltimore. And you have yourself a tasty pizza pie right there at Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy talking about the new Cargill plant for Wichita. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.